L&D professionals need to understand that if they want to use chatbots efficiently as a part of their L&D endeavors, they need to make sure that the learning content and the resources are designed for the chatbots to use. This means creating resources that allow quick access and intelligent searching and retrieval of information. Learning or AI chatbots use machine learning technologies to understand, contextualize, and predict to accurately respond to users' inputs. The algorithms used in these chatbots are trained using historical data from real user responses and can be optimized with the online and ongoing learners' feedback. It's a popular misconception that artificial intelligence is necessarily removing jobs or going to remove jobs. Chatbots will definitely not replace the need for L&D professionals, but they will require the professionals to adapt quickly to the changing situation. There are two subclasses of learning that chatbots can support today: the generative chatbots and the retrieval chatbots. Generative chatbots can dynamically create responses in real time, and the retrieval chatbot selects from a pool of responses based on the person's message to the bot. This was to provide some more information on the chatbots. New skills such as scripting, data analysis, and content creation will be required to train and maintain the bots. Instructional designers will need to ensure that they are designing the training to be delivered by a bot. As bots and learning move learning into the workflow, trainers, instructional designers, and learning consultants will need to follow them and work alongside the process owners and the system experts as a part of the cross-functional teams configured to deliver learning at the workplace. Access to information and learning content via a chat box leaves employees in control of their learning. Training becomes more effective because learners invest in it and identify and take ownership of their own training and learning needs. AI-based chat box leverage semantics to understand the context of what the person is saying. Therefore, these bots can engage more naturally in conversation and respond to more inputs without being explicitly trained on every single way a person might phrase their question. The focus is of the L&D on learning-centered design rather than the traditional top-down flow of information in instructional-led models. The L&D needs so much to control as to facilitate the learning. The learners are the L&D's prime customers, and it needs to support them by helping them learn how to learn. The need is met by personalization aspects of the chatbots. This involves chatbots tailoring to the interaction based on the customer profile and the behavior. For example, an AI bot could provide a relevant recommendation by learning that a participant prefers certain modules of e-learning. By incorporating the learner's experience personalization, chatbots respond on an individual level, providing more meaningful interactions, allowing employees to have access to a chatbot that itself has access to the organization's learning assets and content means that the training can move smoothly in the workflow. The employees can use the chatbot as a personal tutor and learning buddy. This approach offers the prospect of continuous learning and a personalized support. A prominent example of personalized support provided through the learning chatbots is the voice recognition capabilities. Voice recognition enables faster, hands-free interactions for the users, making AI chatbots even more convenient. Examples of voice recognition can be found in an array of personal assistants. I believe most of us use these assistants as well, namely Google Assistant, Siri, and Alexa. Several global organizations are also launching chatbot services on voice platforms to provide yet even more chances and choices with how the learners receive the support. Chatbots can deliver the right information as and when it is needed. For employees who are away from their desks, in off-site meetings, on the factory floor, fixing appliances in the customers' homes, this means they will have the information they need to perform the task or answer the query accessible on smart mobile devices. With changing business climate, traditional learning methods are replaced by the AI bot-driven and customized learning approaches. Artificial intelligence is shifting at a fast pace into digital marketing workflows to enhance learning efficiency, redesign corporate strategies, and reduce the infrastructure costs. L&D chatbots deliver instant access to expert knowledge and advice all the time. The learning is more likely to stick as it's being applied in a real-world context, so the cycle of learning and forgetting is broken. The chatbot isn't just delivering learning, it is also providing information about how people learn and what they need to learn. It records data from its interactions. This data can then be analyzed by the L&D professionals to see what is being learned and when. It will also tell them what information is missing by recording the queries that it couldn't respond to. The digital technologies of AI-supported chatbots is becoming popular in the field of corporate learning. Bots have the potential to reshape the customer experience on one side and the marketing experience on the other. It is a known fact that training evaluation is often the neglected element in the learning design, but with a chatbot feeding back data on what works and what doesn't, it becomes a critical stage of the design process. This means training can become more relevant and effective as it is based on the demonstrable needs of the employees rather than the notional needs determined by the L&D department. As employees learn, learning designers learn from the learner. This becomes a continuous process. Ways in which intelligent bots address different training challenges thus become easier and faster than emails and telephonic conversations. The most essential feature of chatbots thus is the deep learning ability, which makes them smarter with each day by interacting with the users. It's not so much about the chatbot performing the L&D functions, it's about the L&D working alongside and partnering with the bot. By employing a chatbot, they can transform learning from being a remote, singular event to being an integral part of the working experience. Traditionally, training has occupied employees' time and taken them away from their work at a cost to productivity. With chatbots, training is more effective, relevant, and accessible to learners when they need to apply that learning. In a simulated learning environment, bots play the role of a guide and interact with the learner, instructing them throughout the learning program. Bots reinforce the learning experience by imparting information at certain intervals in response to various triggers. The bot identifies gaps in the learning and records the effect on the performance. It highlights the real need for training and quantifies the impact it can make. So instead of seeing L&D as a necessary burden, employees understand what a real difference and impact it makes. Training is often regarded as costly and inefficient. Its real value is difficult to measure and is truly underappreciated. By introducing a chatbot into the organization, you can take L&D out of the shadows and place it into the center stage. AI learning bots leverage a complete overview of the data analytics in the e-learning and use it to predict the training outcomes, so the organizations can provide their employees with ample training opportunities. Intelligent bots can also be used to initiate effective peer-to-peer interactions, thereby boosting employee collaboration and workplace collaboration and productivity as well. The chatbot delivers a quantifiable return and real impact from your investment in L&D. Chatbots deliver data-oriented results, helping the customers solve problems quicker, thereby saving time and resources. The application of bots and AI to e-learning is not merely a cost-saving solution, but also provides a new way of looking at personalized learning experiences. Modern workforce learns at their own pace. This is where the significance of adaptive learning environment using AI comes into place. Today's L&D departments and designers also leverage augmented reality to train professionals from a diverse range of industries. So what we are going to do is now, in the midway of the slide, we are going to shift our focus to another important element of AI, that is the augmented reality technology. So augmented reality technology is an interactive experience of real-world environment whereby the objects that reside in a real world are enhanced by computer-generated perceptual information, sometimes across multiple sensory modalities, which include the visual senses, the auditory senses, as well as the touch-related senses. So this is a very interesting topic that we are going to discuss in the next few slides as well. The augmented reality also helps save travel costs and reduces the need for special equipment, as the augmented reality can add virtual objects. Augmented reality is quickly becoming an alternative technology for training programs. Thus, it is critical for HRIS administrators and designers need to step inside the world of augmented reality training and discover how it can elevate information and let learners practice skills in realistic settings. Understanding the training context is the most important aspect of automating the human interactions. For this, augmented reality needs to analyze different types of data that include time, day, tone, structure as well. Then there are these variables are assessed by the augmented reality to understand the conversations that happen. Augmented reality technology modules are now becoming a part of the L&D submodules of the HRIS systems. This technology is used to create an environment required for training professionals, helping them train more often. Augmented reality training means utilizing AR or augmented reality to explain, enhance, or tell a story around existing data or information. This is done by overlaying information on top of pre-existing data. L&D designers can thus create an experience that elevates how the people learn. The AR technology enhances traditional learning by superimposing digital information and the real world, enhancing what we see and offering additional information for better comprehension. It gives an opportunity to take something that might be obsolete and bring it to life. As technology-assisted learning progresses towards the point of need for visual learning in real time, AR is quickly becoming an intriguing option for learning experiences. For behavioral change to take place, learners must remain engaged throughout the training. This has proven to be an ongoing challenge in L&D. Whether it is a classroom or an e-learning course, with all of today's distractions, it is difficult to grab and hold the attention of learners. Through immersive experiences of the AR technology, this challenge can be overcome in the future. Another challenge can be providing the learners with experiential learning opportunities where they are actually able to interact or practice with whatever they are learning. These challenges are addressed effectively, as mentioned before, by the immersive experiences provided by the AR technology. With AR, employees can simply learn through a diverse range of media and supporting devices. AR training can bring new life to already well-established learning methodologies, making them much more engaging. AR can be effective in learning, in creating L&D solutions that truly immerse someone in whatever they are learning. Instead of being tied to a chair or a desk, AR learning can help the learners move around and actually interact with the content. When the learning is engaging and experiential like this, the knowledge retention of the learners increases tremendously. For example, the facilitator of an instructor-led training course may ask the learners to move around the classroom and gather information by scanning the AR symbols with their phones. Learning professionals are faced with a rapid emergence of new multimedia technologies that can enhance both engagement and effectiveness, and AR technology is definitely at the forefront. It is a new breed of immersive technologies that has come up at the top when it comes to learning strategies. When learners are placed in an environment where they are pulling content through their own discovery versus being pushed content, that feeling of control can also result in a much higher knowledge retention. Higher retention is crucial to developing and achieving behavioral changes that affect the bottom line and ultimately produce the ROI that executives want to see. The term immersive refers to the ability to place the learner at the center of their learning experience. Augmented reality thus is becoming a key technology in the future of any learning professional. A key reason is that no other technology allows learners to simulate real-world environments and scenarios right where the learners work. The process of articulating and designing a module of L&D with AR needs the understanding of the following elements. The first element is the need of investing in a micro project initially. So the L&D departments can comfortably initiate a micro project or a pilot project in AR and then gauge the comfort of the learners. The next requirement or the need is the exploration of options for the robust AR applications. So what are the best AR applications? How can they plug in into the conventional LMS systems and so on is the need of the R. Being aware of the required augmented audiovisual experiences is also another important need for the L&D professionals to understand, along with the ensuring that the employees possess the required AR-enabled devices. So AR-enabled devices have special modules which have been enabled and they work proficiently with the AR submodules. So this must be discovered before any long-term progress process and project is implemented. From the HRIS perspective, an L&D module development, the key to injecting effectiveness is the ability to equip professionals with the knowledge and skills to perform well at their jobs through adding plugins in the existing LMS. In a corporate environment, augmented reality can be used to create entirely new learning experiences or simply supplement current training initiatives. Printed learning materials can be brought to life by taking something stationary and infusing it with animation and interactivity that engages the learners and demonstrates perspectives that simply can't be shown with something static. E-learning and other media, such as video, interactive modules, are great at this. But e-learning is often secluded and buried in an organization's learning management system, and of course the L&D must take efforts to get it out of the closet. In cases where employees need to refresh their memory with some specific content, they would need to access the e-learning through a desktop or hope that their organization has seamlessly enabled their LMS and e-learning courses for mobile device as well. This capability is seldom seen through L&D. AR allows the learners to see the real world with virtual objects superimposed upon or composited with the real world, which reduces many of the lacunae that were discussed earlier. Some industries have been using AR for L&D for a number of years, but only within the last few years has it begun to garner the mainstream attention. While there is a lot of buzz about the use of AR for learning, many professionals still believe it is very expensive and difficult to adopt. With AR, the learners are interacting with on-screen digital objects which are positioned over a live camera display of the physical world. The beauty of AR is that it can be experienced on any mobile device without an HMD. As a learning professional, the possibilities of enhancing the learner's experiences are endless with AR. As well as app-based experiences, the L&D professionals now have the advantage of using web-based experiences with their projects as well. Web AR allows mobile devices to access AR content online without downloading an app. Now that we have become aware of the basics of AR, here are a few cases in which the L&D professionals can design and use them for L&D. In this slide, we have enlisted the same through this pictorial process, and in the next slide, we are going to discuss each point in detail. The first application is of the new hire orientation. The next one is related to training for equipment and machinery. And the last one is the performance support. Well, apart from this, there is a wide plethora of options as well, which you might want to explore and research online. So as mentioned, in the next slide onwards, we are going to discuss each point in detail. The first point of discussion here is that of the new hire orientation. The case for AR in new hire orientation programs is very strong. It is now possible to automate the whole orientation experience for new talent with a personalized touch. This can be achieved with AR-infused images that are distributed throughout the organization, as the new talent would explore and learn about departments by simply viewing related content on their smart devices. Augmented reality will impact the employee onboarding, affecting all new hire processes right from orientation to the training. AR can be used to integrate a technologically interactive element to new hire onboarding, from providing a virtually guided office tour to facilitating virtual team introductions. The next point that we are going to discuss is the equipment and or the machinery training. The equipment or the machinery training can also be conducted through the use of augmented reality. AR in this context can serve as a training tool for equipment or machine operators. Its ability to overlay digital information over physical spaces makes it ideal for this purpose. Majority of the automobile as well as manufacturing MNCs have already begun their research into this particular aspect. Beginner users can stand physically experiencing an equipment simulation while virtually interacting with the equipment. Traditionally, employees are supported with actual job aids for tasks and functions seldom performed well. AR functionalities can be replaced this particular technique, and they can be placed on the equipment for this feature to enable employees with immediate guidance on the task through their mobile devices. This results in reduction of the cumbersome physical equipment to train the employees for equipment or machine operations. This can also be proven safe because there will be no physical damage if there's a malfunction or a misunderstanding of the instructions on the part of the operator. The next thing that we are going to discuss is the fact that AR also supports the performance. So in the next slide, we are going to discuss the important point of performance support. With the adoption of AR in many industries and organizations, the employees no longer need job cards of physical nature. AR functions can be placed on equipment for this function to enable workers with immediate guidance on the tasks through their mobile devices. This results in extensive improvement in their performance. Traditionally, instructors and trainers like to complement a discussion with digital media like a video or a diagram. AR can be used to superimpose these assets on participant guides or disperse them through AR symbols in the learning space. AR can be a great conduit for group activities and social learning as well. The process of selecting the AR software application is also very critical. AR is vital as organizations want their learners to have access to relevant content anywhere they are, not just in the classroom or at their desk. The management should take into account the following aspects while selecting the AR software applications. 1. The contemporary learners should have mobile devices which are AI enabled. They should know where the internet dead zones are in the organization so that the network does not drop. They should also think about the multimedia experiences that they are going to provide through the AI. They should also find user-friendly AR software and start small, perhaps a pilot project as mentioned in one of the previous slides. The AR applications will allow the L&D professionals to use an image of a physical object and overlay the information about that object for the users to interact with on their smartphones. The AR software thus must be friendly and web-based. This means it is not necessary to install anything on the computer to create a robust AR experience. This will also help to overcome some organizational barriers like IT security. AR authoring software must be friendly and web-based. Authoring software relates to the designs that create AR experiences. This means that the management does not have to install anything on their computer. As mentioned earlier, this will help overcome some organizational barriers, as stated earlier as well. Some apps are even free or provide a free trial period so that the admin can make a sample and demo it to the key stakeholders to convince them about the robustness and the functionality of the AR. AR authoring tools, as were briefly discussed in the last slide, are basically interfaces or small programs that can be designed. So AR tools are programming interfaces that are exclusively suitable for programmers and developers of the online sessions. The tools also include web analytics to measure user engagement with the AR content. The best AR apps can be found with a simple Google search. Let us now discuss the components of AR authoring. A well-crafted AR solution will have images, videos, animations, text and sound. When offering AR for equipment tutorials, the designers may want to avoid audio instructions as they get masked by the environmental noise. Another critical element in AI authoring can be the concept of interactivity. Interactivity should be used widely in AR solutions as a part of the AI authoring mechanism, as in the case of providing a series of questions a user must click to troubleshoot a problem. Another setting in which to avoid audio materials would be in the class settings, such as ILT, unless a few devices are allowed and used in group settings. Once the learning content is uploaded, a good AR application should give you options on how to present the content and the level of interaction that is required. Most AR apps will be able to link to or host the multimedia elements. Since these apps are web-based, all the images, documents, and video files would be stored in the vendor's cloud. This is the best approach, as all the links to media are automatically configured by the software. In this manner, we have completed our discussion on the topic of applying cutting-edge technologies in L&D propagation, where we've seen chatbots as well as the applications of AI through the form of AR augmentations. Thus, we have completed chapter number 7, which was related to enhancing support for learning and development functionality through the HRIS systems. After discussing this chapter, we have developed insights into leveraging the power of electronic learning in L&D module design. We've also looked at the wide plethora of the applications that a learning management system provides. Infusing of social media into the traditional practices has also been discussed. Examples like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and other robust platforms of social media have been discussed with the use of examples. Applying cutting-edge technologies in L&D propagation has also been discussed in this particular chapter. We've seen the use of chatbots as well as AR mechanisms to make the learning more interactive. Thank you.